Big day. Yeah, Yadi had great at-bats all day, even sack fly. Needed those. We talked about the big hits. You know, you get those first two with two outs. We needed, you know, obviously big. And then being able to drive in the run late, just a great job. But next question will be about Michael, and he was just special today. And some of the best stuff we've seen. He made some, I think, some minor adjustments. He did work down the zone, but his changeup just came out of his hand really well. He had it out front, had good action, had great velocity. Just one of those starts he's got to remember.
When he throws 27 balls and 28 hitters, that's a pretty good tip off.
Yeah, he's just controlling the strike zone. It all revolves around the fastball, but you saw him come right out of bed throwing curveball today too. So, I mean, it was one of those pitches that he wanted to make them aware of, and he threw, when he did throw it, it was good. But the cutter was sharp, the changeup had bite, and the fastball, I think in the fourth there against Freeze, I saw 99 up on the board. It's pretty good for one of our starters.
As you guys go down the stretch, can you describe some of the most important characteristics of Yadier offensively, as a catcher?
Yeah, all season. I mean, guy's just special. And how he goes about his business, how he prepares, how he competes, how he helps. And then he contributes. He's just one of those players that continues to figure out ways to keep himself sharp, keep his body strong, and continue to improve. And it's amazing to watch.
Do you think he took any umbrage when Melvin rushed him back a little bit?
Always. Yeah, he always does. I don't blame him. No, Carp's fine. Got defense in there, got him out, and got a few runs. And he makes a last out, and we're going to put Mejia in there. We're going to use his defense. And as you saw, he had a couple tough plays. He got tested right away in the very first pitch. And he's going to help us out defensively, so we got to keep him sharp.
Really, to share with Michael the question we're always, how is he going to look in August and September? Yeah.
He was extremely motivated to put those questions to bed. That he knew he was doing the work. I think he just figured out that he had to alter what his workload would look like and what he had to focus on through the off season. And so many of our pitchers, especially the starters, talk about their off season being focused on September and October, and pushing through the end of August and the dog days. That's really when their work shows. And Michael did a great job of altering and working with our performance team, medical staff, to figure out what it is that he could do just a little bit differently. And when you see a start like that, where we are right now with the workload he's had, we want to keep it going, obviously. But it's one of those things you just have to admire, and how he can make those adjustments and then see the results. That's motivating him to keep going forward. Yeah, well, part of that too is our outfielders, Gritch and Bader, both cutting down what would normally be doubles. I mean, just and those little things make such a big difference. And love the energy. You bring some of the young guys, but all of our players, they just seem to be trying to minimize the damage all the time. Just going about it the right way. It's fun to watch.
How do you tend to live in the moment during this run? Starting pitching has been special.
Starting pitch has been good all year in my mind. They've been what's held us together from day one, and we're going to continue to need them to do that, set the tone. But today's one of those days you just got to really take your hat off to Michael and what he was able to do. And it's exciting to think about the kind of pitcher he can be if he can stay strong like this.
Speaking of pitching, what's your rotation?
Yeah, Lance will take that start. So. Then Jack's online. Yeah, we'll just give Jack that extra day. Move everybody else back in normal order.
How much of that is to ensure that Lance pitches at
home? Lance is on a good roll right now. Feels good on regular rest, so we don't want to mess with that. And then any day we can get Jack to push back a little bit plays into it. Same with everybody else. Some of them are going to need days, and others, like Lance, he's ready to take the ball.
Mike, as you pile some wins now, do you sense a little extra jump in everybody's step?
Yeah, just good baseball, puts extra, you know, a little hop in everybody's step. When you reaffirm the things that we believe about ourselves, regardless what anybody else thinks, regardless what the standings show, when you know that you can play some good baseball and you show it on a consistent basis and you come in and win some big series and, you know, get some consistent wins, and you're seeing all the components, whether it's the bullpen, whether it's the timely hits, or whether it's the starts. You see all that come together and where we are in this season. You see fans show up like they did this series, and you can't help but feed off that as well. It's just, it's going to be fun. Can't wait for Tuesday.
What does it mean that Gritchick, despite going up and down a few times, has 20 home runs?
Too? Impressive, yeah. You know, I think he's going to be that kind of hitter. I do believe there's going to be some more of the consistent at-bats, but he's the kind of guy, if he keeps getting the opportunities, he's going to put up power numbers. And I love the extra parts, too. Like we talked about him cutting off the double, the defense, the pride he takes in his defense, also how he runs the bases. I mean, there's a lot of things that he can do well, and I think he's just going to improve offensively, but the power's for real, and it's something that I think everybody has to keep in mind.